It's the 17th of April 2018, but certainly feels like the 8th of November 2016. Why long queues outside ATMs? No cash available in ATMs? It's time for hashtag cash crunch. But before we get to that, we have other things to get through too. What happened in the markets? Which stocks sank? Which stocks rose? And how did the other markets from across the world behave? As usual, three parts in this Market Closing Podcast with me, Rakesh, right here on Money Control.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
First, let's start with how the markets behaved. The S&P BSE Sensex rose for the ninth consecutive day in a row today on Tuesday for the first time since 2015 January. Let that sink in. In about 3 years and 3 months, this is the first time there has been a consecutive rally for 9 days in the BSE Sensex. Nifty 50 also held above the 10,500 levels for the second consecutive day in a row. So it was a 0.26% rise for the BSE Sensex on what was otherwise a fairly volatile day, ending at 34,395, while Nifty 2 experienced the same kind of volatility but never dipping below the 10,500 mark, eventually closing at 10,548 or up 0.19%. Nifty Bank and Nifty Midcap indices closed with gains of about 0.1% each. The big Nifty gainers today were HDFC, ITC and ICICI Bank. Market breadth turned in favor of advances with the advance decline ratio of 1:1. It was a glittery day for jewelry stocks with Titan closing at a record high just ahead of Akshaya Tritiya, that is tomorrow. Looking at the sectors, the S&P BSE Power Index rose 1.2%, followed by the Realty Index, which also gained about 1.2%, and FMCG as well, which rose 1.05%. Among the droppers today, BSE IT Index dropped 0.3%, followed by the Auto Index, which fell 0.2%, and BSE Healthcare Index, which was down about 0.21%. Looking at the mid-cap and small-cap spaces, mid-cap rose about 0.2%, and it was the same story with the small-cap as well. The BSE Small-Cap Index rose as much as 0.28%. To conclude the story on Dalal Street, top Sensex gainers today included Power Grid, NTPC, HUL, ICICI Bank and ITC, all within the range of 1.2 to 2.9%, with Power Grid being the top gainer. Among the top losers today, Wipro, Adani Ports, Sun Pharma and Infosys, all in the range of 0.7% to 1.5% down. With respect to Infosys and its recent earnings report, we have a separate podcast, which I hope you will listen to, about what the recent quarter earnings mean, not just for Infosys, but also the industry at large. Having said that was what transpired in the markets on today, the 17th of April. Part 2 of the podcast, which were the star stocks today? We start with Ramki Infrastructure, whose shares rose as much as 7% after receiving a provisional completion certificate for a project in Jammu and Kashmir. Its subsidiary, Srinagar Banihal Expressway, had received the project rehabilitation, strengthening and four-laning of Srinagar to Banihal section of NH1A on a DBFOT basis. What does that mean? Design, build, finance, operate and transfer basis. So Ramki Infrastructure stocks rose as much as 7%. From one infrastructure project to another, Bajaj Electrical's shares have risen as much as 5.6% today after having bagged orders for rural and urban electrification projects in Uttar Pradesh. The engineering and project business unit of the company bagged these orders for 10 rural urban electrification projects and it hit a 52-week high of 699.9 rupees in intraday trade today. It was not just Bajaj Electricals which hit a 52-week high. It was also a 52-week high kind of day for Titan Company, which was up 1.5% at the close of trade. But it was certainly not the only gainer within the jewellery stocks. Stocks like Tribhuwan Das, Bhimji Zaveri, PC Jeweler, Vaibhav Global and Renaissance Jewellery were all up in the range of 1 to 4.7%, with TBZ gaining as much as 4.7% intraday. All this, of course, based on the increased interest in buying ahead of Akshaya Tritiya, which is tomorrow, that is the 18th of April. It was also a good day for consumption stocks. United Breweries got higher, see what I mean, by about 2.7%. Parag Milk Foods jumped over 4%, while Jubilant Foodworks gained 1%. ITC also closed with gains of about 1.2%. Porin Juveliat of Equity Intelligence India said in an interview with CNBC TV18 that consumption theme is something which can make money for investors in the near future and there are stocks which can generate as much as 15 to 20% CAGR in a safe way. And finally, it was a fantastic day for Dr. Pawan Goenka led Mahindra & Mahindra, which entered the coveted 1 trillion rupee market capitalization club in an intraday trade after its share price hit a fresh 52-week high on the Bombay Stock Exchange. The company is now the second most valued automaker in India. Its market cap is now higher than Tata Motors Limited, Eicher Motors Limited and Bajaj Auto Limited. India's largest car maker, that is Maruti Suzuki, remains the only more valuable automaker with a market cap of 2.77 trillion rupees. Mahindra & Mahindra reported a 46.23% jump in in total tractor sales from this time a year ago. For the fiscal of 2018, it sold over 3 lakh tractors in the domestic market, its best ever performance in a financial year, with a growth of 22% from a year ago. Of course, the company has not announced its earnings date yet, but brokerage firm Nomura Research expects revenues to increase by 27% year-on-year, led by strong 25% year-on-year growth in overall volumes. And naturally, of the 42 brokers who are tracking the Mahindra stock on Bloomberg, as many as 40 recommended a buy rating and 2 have a hold rating. CLSA specifically has maintained its buy call on M&M and raised its target price to 960 rupees per share from 910 earlier. And there is further good news coming in from the skies for Mahindra and Mahindra. The IMD, that is the India Meteorological Department, has announced that we will have a normal monsoon, which is likely to boost crop prices and rural income and, well, cash to buy more tractors. The stock of Mahindra and Mahindra rose today by about 1.05%. And finally, what happened in other news? The piece of news that has dominated news cycles across the country today is, of course, hashtag cash crunch. Nearly a year and a half after the cash crisis that gripped the country in the wake of Prime Minister Modi's sudden demonetization announcement, parts of the country today have been haunted again by a shortage of currency. For the last few weeks, South Indian states, including Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, have reportedly seen ATMs go dry. They are also now joined by Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka and Rajasthan, as people in these states are said to be returning home empty-handed from ATMs. While it was initially a localized phenomenon, there are now reports coming from across the country about this shortage in cash. We've dug a little deeper into this and made a podcast out of it for you to listen to and be abreast of all the potential reasons that might have caused this, so I encourage you to go and listen to it. But that has been occupying the news cycle today. But other than that, the finance ministry came out with a 10,000 crore rupee follow-on fund offer of the Bharat 22 exchange-traded fund, that is ETF, as it looks to dilute stake in Coal India to meet the minimum public holding norm. And more news from the banking sector. Scams is all you can hear. The dues by scam-hit Punjab National Bank's big willful defaulters has grown to 14,904.65 crore rupees in February, up 2.1% from the previous month, according to the bank's data. These willful defaulters, who have taken loans of 25 lakh rupees or above, had a total outstanding bill of 14,593.16 crores in January. And finally, from other news, we're going to have a new kid on the block. Capricorn Food Products in India, an integrated food processing company, has received the green signal from SEBI to go ahead and float an initial public offering, that is IPO. And finally, after having looked at our own little surroundings, what is the rest of the world doing? The European markets were higher, tracking modest overnight gains after data showed Chinese economy grew slightly more than anticipated in the first quarter of 2018. Germany's DAX, Britain's FTSE and France's CAC have all been up in the region of 0.3 to 0.9% as I'm saying this to you. And what about markets that have already closed? Well, Asian markets ended lower as investors digested the release of a raft of China data. China's Shanghai Composite ended down 1.4% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng declined 0.83%. Well, that's all that transpired in the markets. The stocks that rose and rose, the companies that are now in the trillion rupee club, and of course, hashtag cash crunch. How that situation evolves and what is Akshaya Tritiya going to bring specifically for jewelry stocks tomorrow, all of that and more. You'll of course find out when you join us tomorrow for the pre-market opening podcast as well as a stock picks podcast, where we'll give you some news you can use. In this current week, of course, we're also tracking the earnings of ACC, IndusInd Bank, TCS, HDFC Life and HDFC Bank. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us and have a pleasant tomorrow from all of us here on Money Control.